Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang, and today I have a very special guest named Ben Farrell of BMC Farrell in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we're going to talk about the media business. You know, this is a business that, of course, I've been in all my adult life, but he is more on the television side. And we'll talk to him about all the changes, and there have been enormous changes. And we'll talk about how people can use the media to further the cause of Christ. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this word from our commercial sponsor.
If you've been seeking the Lord for a deeper knowledge of things of the Spirit, Fresh Fire by Pastor Mark Spell is the book for you. This is a great book on becoming more spiritual in your walk. We all need help in our spiritual walk. We read the Bible. We do what we're told to do. We do everything we can do. But sometimes it's just good to have a book beside you that tells you about the true nature of God. And it's like having a spiritual coach sitting next to you who will open up the book to you and help you to understand what God wants us to know. It's like having a pastor in a book. That as you open up the book, you begin to hear things that you kind of knew already, but you have a pastor sitting beside you to help you through it. The name of the book is Fresh Fire by Pastor Mark Spell. Learn about the true nature of God and the great importance of praising and worshiping Him. So run to Amazon.com just now, right now while you're thinking about it, and get a pastor in a book that'll sit next to you and help guide you as you walk in the Spirit. The name of the book is Fresh Fire by Pastor Mark Spell. God bless you.
Welcome back to the Strang Report. Ben and I have been friends for a long time, and he is the president and the owner of a company called BMC Farrell. And I've known that company practically my whole career because BMC was an early advertiser of ours. And I can remember meeting Willard Mason and Jim Kirby and some of the people who are now in heaven. And Ben was a young pup back then, and now you've risen over the years. And so why don't you start by telling us what BMC Farrell is and what is it that you do?
Well, basically what we do is we help ministries refine their message, produce product and content, and then distribute that content. Our primary historical tool has been radio and television. We are now still producing a radio program for Joe McGee Ministries, a tremendous teacher on the family. And we're doing television production for two or three other ministries to bring them from strategy to production to on air. But we're seeing growth and multiplication take place through the strategic use of media. And it's both sides of the line. Today, there's a big argument about whether it should be online or it should be traditional. And we say it's not either or, it's both and. So we specializing in sitting down with the client, a ministry, and saying, how are we using all of the tools available to us to reach the most people we can?
Well, I certainly agree with you that it's both and. And as I think of BMC, as I've known you and watched you and known other people in your firm, I know that you were famous for many years for discovering a little-known Bible teacher from St. Louis named Joyce Meyer. And it was really BMC, most people don't know this, but BMC is really the one who helped her develop what is now one of the greatest television ministries in America. And of course, it was God's grace on her and her ministry, and of course, she's got a very talented team. But this is sort of a behind-the-scenes story, and I just applaud you for what you did with BMC. Who are some of the other clients maybe that you have now that you're still working with?
Well, we helped introduce the Hillsong to the United States, Brian Houston and his television program, and we worked with them for 15 years. We're now working with a tremendous ministry called Christ Embassy, Pastor Chris from Africa, and we've helped them with producing their TV program, giving consulting and direction and guidance on how to support that television program. They're on major networks across the country. We're excited about them. We're working with a man named Joe McGee. He's one of the greatest, most funny teachers on the family you've ever seen. God's using him in a mighty way. And so we've got some tremendous new things going we're very excited about.
So as the media has changed in the last couple of decades, because when I first got to know BMC, we would not have known of anything called the internet. And a lot of things have changed. So now it isn't just television. However, television is not going away. Even with the millennials, tell me about this study that you are aware of about millennials and how they consume media.
Well, a lot of the people that are not aware of the studies and the facts and figures and statistics think the millennials and young people don't watch TV anymore. They're all unplugged and they're all doing their own thing on their own computers. But the studies actually say that millennials are watching 13 to 15 hours of traditional television every week. The average American is watching 50 to 54. So millennials are watching less, but they're still there. That's a long time. That's a lot of content they consume. So the greatest example of how both and is the MTV Awards. They were recently, took place about 3 months ago, and they were on MTV, they were on VH1, and they were on BET, all simultaneously on cable networks. That's traditional television, which blows your mind. Why would you even broadcast on three networks? Because each network could sell enough ads to put it on and make it work. But then it comes out, they have also become the number one social media event in America, in the history of social media. So here's an example where traditional media and social and digital media synergized to create a massive event that was seen all over the world in many, many languages and many places.
Well, you are a wealth of information, and there are so many people who have something in their heart that they want to get out to the world, something that God has birthed in them, and they don't know where to start. But you're able to help those people. Your agency and you personally have helped to develop a lot of these ministries over the years. So talk to me about what BMC does beyond just buying airtime to help ministries and clients develop in the media space.
Well, a lot of it is back-end systems. If you put a television program on the air and you reach 1,000 people, that's how many people you can help, but that's also how many people you could hurt. Say 10 of those people call in and they can't get an operator. They don't know, the operator doesn't know anything about the TV program just airing. So you can confuse people. So we help get the house in order of how to provide customer service, how to provide response, how do you follow up with someone that's met you through TV. So we look at every arm, whether it be direct mail, and by the way, paper, direct mail, and mailboxes is still the number one vehicle for fundraising on broadcast ministries. Now that might be a shock to you. So we help with all the adjunct tools to develop relationships with those that introduce to us through television or radio.
How else can somebody learn? Aren't there consulting services that you provide, seminars, those kinds of things? How would somebody educate themselves on the media, and how could BMC Farrell help?
Well, come to our website, bmcfarrell.com, and there's different snippets that we have on there of content that can give ideas, but then call us. Let us talk to you. We provide three different products of consulting. We do a media audit where we can come in and we can sit down and say, where are you using media? And all of these dots, are they talking to each other? Let's coordinate that. Then we can do a creative audit. How are you branding? What are you doing with your television program? Does it look like the magazine? Does it look like the church itself? How is that working together? And then we help refine your message. So we can come in and sit along with you to define these things and then go into the production stage and then the marketing stage.
Well, I just want to say that knowing you and knowing your agency over the years, I would give you my own personal highest endorsement. And I would encourage people to contact BMC Farrell. You said your website is bmcfarrell.com, and Farrell is spelled F-E-R-R-E-L-L. And I'm going to ask you to give the phone number where somebody could call you if they'd like information. You're located there. You've got beautiful facilities there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, just down the street from Oral Roberts University. And I know that people are going to want to connect with you because you have such a resource and such a heart for the gospel to be able to help people to get their message out, not only through television, but through other media as well. So tell us, how can people contact BMC Farrell?
Call us at 918-743-4600. That's easy. 918-743-4600. And we would like to speak with you and talk to you about your dreams and your plans to reach people with the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Ben, for being my guest today on The Strang Report.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.